Singer Mandy Harvey has an unusual skill. She feels the music in a way that most people don't understand. In fact, Harvey would literally be lost on stage performing her songs without that ability. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick explains.
When you hear Mandy Harvey perform her songs, it's hard to notice anything but the beauty of her voice.
Close your eyes, my darling.
Standing next to a piano with her ukulele, she's singing at a private party in Greenwood Village. But if you look down, you might notice she's not wearing any shoes.
So you can feel things better. When you're standing on the stage, you can feel the drums and you can feel the bass. So being able to feel the music through the floor, it makes me feel like I'm a part of the band and not just the only person in the room who doesn't really understand what's going on.
Harvey was born with near perfect pitch, but she can't hear the band or herself. She's deaf. So while the audience hears this, Harvey hears this. She won't even hear this story. She wasn't born deaf. A deformity in her ears made hearing a challenge, but not impossible with the aid of lip reading and hearing aids. But eventually, the hearing aids stopped working.
It went in chunks. I mean, it was gradual in the fact that it all went, you know. I didn't wake up one day and just couldn't hear. I woke up one day and realized I was having difficulty and that I'd overcompensated by lip reading so that I didn't really understand how bad it was.
That was a decade ago, and it was devastating for Harvey. She had just started her freshman year as a music major at Colorado State University. Her dreams of becoming a choral director vanished. That's when Harvey found a new, unexpected dream.
I used to hate performing. Such anxiety. Would throw up or black out. It was horrible.
Now she has hundreds of performances to her name and 4 albums, including a new one out this summer. She's so good, sometimes the audience wonders if she's really deaf.
We've created an idea of how people are supposed to look when they're broken. And so when you don't fit that imaginary mold, then it's a trick, or you're a liar, or you're not really broken, so you shouldn't be doing certain things.
Like sing or hold a conversation.
And I sound so quote-unquote normal.
When she travels or is in public, Harvey often uses sign language or writes notes to communicate, despite her lip-reading skills. It's just easier, she says, to avoid confusion.
Flight attendants sometimes will have me sit right in one of the handicap seats, and people see me not with casts and not with a clear disability, and they think that I'm rude and just taking a handicapped seat. And I've had things thrown at me. I've had people swear at me. I've had people give me horrible, dirty looks.
We oftentimes look at people and we make a decision based on what we can see.
That's Wayne Cannell. He founded the Denver nonprofit Invisible Disabilities after dealing with a similar situation with his wife, Sherry. She has multiple sclerosis.
We would park in disabled parking and people would scream at her because she was not in a wheelchair.
Because of the wide range, it's impossible to note exactly how many people are dealing with invisible disabilities, says Cannell. But an estimated 50% of Americans are dealing with some type of chronic illness. Harvey has been a voice for invisible disabilities for years, singing at functions and speaking about her own challenges. She's even writing a book.
This scar and this trauma is very real to me, and I battle it every day, and I'm continuing to battle it every day. And there are days when I lose, and I'm depressed, and I can't get out of bed. No, there ain't no use calling out my name. I can't hear you anymore.
But as she notes during her recent performance in the KUNC studio, on more days than not, she does get out of bed. And when she does, usually it's singing. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.
But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, babe. Where I'm bound,
can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, so I'll just say fare thee well. No, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, babe.